This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury after a probe into hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. He becomes the first former U.S. president to face criminal charges, even as he makes another run for the White House. The Trump campaign has issued a statement saying, quote, "This is political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history." Manhattan District Attorney's Office did not immediately respond to requests for comment. AP's Mike Balsamo details the case over hush money paid.
It's alleged that Trump and his allies, including his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, made a $130,000 payment to Ms. Daniels in order to keep her quiet about the alleged encounter.
The indictment has not yet been officially released. The New York Times is reporting that it will likely be announced in the coming days. Specific charges are not yet known. Once the indictment is announced, Trump will have to travel to Manhattan for fingerprinting and other processing. A lawyer for Trump said she had been informed of the indictment, but does not know when the former president would go to New York. The White House says Russian espionage charges against Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich are ridiculous and unacceptable. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the United States will go through a process to determine whether the reporter was wrongfully detained.
He's being detained, and we have been very clear. There's no reason to believe that those charges are accurate.
The Wall Street Journal has denied the allegations and demanded the reporter's immediate release. A Moscow court has ordered him held in pretrial detention until May 29th. The TASS state news agency said he pleaded not guilty. You can find more on this and the Trump indictment, all the stories we're covering, at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey's parliament approved a bill on Thursday to allow Finland to join NATO, clearing the way for the country to become part of the Western Defense Alliance as the war rages in Ukraine. The Turkish parliament was the last among the 30 members of the alliance to ratify Finland's membership after Hungary's legislature approved a similar bill earlier this week. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said earlier in March that Finland had secured Turkey's blessing after taking concrete steps to keep promises to crack down on groups seen by Ankara as terrorists and to free up defense exports. The Pentagon says six U.S. troops in Syria suffered traumatic brain injuries during two different attacks last week by Iran-backed militants. Pentagon spokesman Patrick Ryder told reporters Thursday that they were diagnosed recently during routine screenings.
There were an additional six U.S. service members that have subsequently been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury as a result of the Iranian-backed attacks.
Ryder said four service members suffered traumatic brain injuries at the U.S. base near the Syrian city of Hasaka during a drone attack on March 23rd. Two others suffered injuries at mission support site Green Village during an attack on March 24th. The top United Nations court has rejected Iran's effort to free assets frozen by the United States. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
The International Court of Justice has rejected Iran's legal bid to free up some $2 billion in Iranian central bank assets frozen by U.S. authorities. The money is being held for compensation to victims of a 1983 bombing in Lebanon and other attacks linked to Iran. In a 10-5 majority ruling, the court said it did not have jurisdiction to rule on the Iranian claim. In a complex 67-page judgment, the World Court also found that some other U.S. moves to seize assets of Iran and Iranians in the United States breached a 1955 treaty between the two countries and said they should negotiate compensation. I'm Norman Hall.
Ukraine said Thursday that Russian forces had made some gains inside the eastern battlefield city of Bakhmut, but at a heavy price in lives lost that has blunted Moscow's offensive as Kyiv prepares a counterstrike of its own. Drone footage shared on social media, said to have been recorded on Tuesday, shows smoke billowing from buildings. The small mining city of Bakhmut has been the site of the bloodiest infantry battle in Europe since World War II, with Russian forces seeking their first victory since mid-2022. British drug maker GSK has signed deals with three companies, allowing them to make inexpensive generic versions of its long-acting HIV preventative medicine for use in lower-income countries where the majority of new cases occur. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.